You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 6th of December 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I've got a bit of a cold, so I do apologise if my voice sounds a bit strange. I think I'll be able to make it through the podcast, you know, without too much difficulty. And what I wanted to really talk about today is a continuation of this promotion of homosexual behaviour to children and the effect that it has on the children and the sort of people that are doing it. And this is because, I mean, there are exposés of teachers that are promoting homosexuality to children, and they're protected by the fact that they are homosexual. If you were to be a heterosexual person and you were to be showing children pornographic images, telling them about pornographic acts, the chances are you would likely be arrested for that, for corrupting a minor. But it seems that when homosexuals do something like that, they are protected simply because they are part of a minority with protected characteristics. And this story today comes from California. A California high school teacher who told their thousands of followers on TikTok about their queer classroom library is being slammed by parents over the sexually explicit content in many of the books. Now, years ago, a queer classroom library would never have been able to take place. I mean, in Russia at the moment, they've just banned the promotion of homosexuality to adults, not just to children. And it used to be that they couldn't promote it to children in schools. The Conservative Party actually had a clause. It might have been called Section 28 or something like that. And the idea of it was to prevent children from being corrupted, teaching them about these things that they shouldn't be learning about, because then they might experiment with them. That's the issue. If you tell people about children about these and you tell them that it's good and it's natural and it's normal behavior, then the likelihood is that they're going to experiment. And also, if they're told that this is normal behavior, if somebody abuses them or molests them, they're not going to realise that they've been molested. I mean, as I pointed out yesterday, a good example of this is Milo Yiannopoulos, who was raped, basically, by an interracial drag queen and multiple multiracial others when he was 13 years old. And the way that Milo has processed that is to say that it was all his initiation, it was all his initiative, and he was the predator. And he was forcing himself on these older men. And that's, I think, is just the way that he has dealt with it. And I think when this abuse occurs, this molestation occurs, it's very difficult for some people to admit that they're a victim and they've been molested. They would much rather pretend that they were the ones that initiated it. And they'll also think that they are much more mature than everybody else their age because they've done something adult. And I mean, that may be the reason why Milo has been so successful. I mean, he sort of shot forward past his general generation at an early age because he lost his innocence at an early age. So he thought that that was a good thing, and it helped him to rise as a celebrity. But what it really means is that he was abused, and this abuse is making itself felt in his daily life, in his celebrity life. Imagine having to talk about that online, which is what he did in public, in a stream. It was obvious that he wasn't expecting people to condemn this. He was expecting people to go along with it and think that it was normal for a 13-year-old to be having sex. And of course, the hosts on the show, they said, well, if I knew somebody who was in their 30s and they said they had sex with someone who was 13, that would be a serious red flag. They would no longer be a friend of mine, basically. So clearly, I don't think Milo had actually thought about that until then. And I looked this up. I looked up childhood sexual abuse amongst homosexual men to see if I could get an idea of how many will actually admit to this. And there's a PubMed article that I found from 1997, and it says of 327 homosexual and bisexual men participating in an ongoing cohort study pertaining to risk factors for HIV infection who completed a survey regarding history of sexual abuse, 116 or 35.5% reported being sexually abused as children. Those abused were more likely to have more lifetime male partners, to report more childhood stress, to have lied in the past in order to have sex, and to have had unprotected receptive anal intercourse in the past 6 months. Sexual abuse remained a significant predictor of unprotected receptive and anal intercourse in a logistical model, adjusting for potential confounding variables. So you could say, well, these were men that were at risk of HIV. Perhaps they were they just wanted to harm themselves. They wanted to self-harm, and that was why they were having more sexual partners. And these are the ones that admit that they were abused. That's 35%. Now, Milo wouldn't have admitted that. And I dare say there are a lot of homosexual men that are like Milo, that think that they were the ones directing everything, and how cool they were to seduce somebody the age of the teacher, for instance. Because we do hear of this sort of thing happening as well. We hear it happening of heterosexuals. We hear of young lads thinking that it's great that they've managed to seduce their female teacher. And of course, that's going to really mess them up when they get older as well. I firmly believe that we are supposed to have one partner for life. And if you have more than that, you take on these different imprints of different partners, and it makes it difficult for you to settle with one. And that's before we get into homosexual activity, which I would suggest is not down to love. It's just down to a desire for pleasure. And as we see here, 35% of them, it was their first sexual activity, and it was abuse. So I think a lot of these homosexuals that are promoting it to children, I think they were probably abused themselves. And their way of dealing with it is to try and normalize it and pretend that it is completely normal for older men to have sexual relations with children. And this particular California high school teacher, I think they are trans. I think they were originally female and they're presenting as a male. So perhaps they were abused. Perhaps it was heterosexual abuse. And this teacher, because of that, it turned her against men. And she thought, if I present myself as a man, then that will never happen again. I mean, there are all these things that happen, I think, to these individuals when they were children that leads to them being messed up when they're adults. The teacher, who goes by the name Flint and uses they, them pronouns, recently posted a video in which they opened a box of new pride flags while discussing their queer-centric library, which they say has helped students who are figuring out who they are. Somebody pointed something out the other day, which I thought was quite important. The LGBTQ crowd are the only crowd that have their own flag, like they are their own nation in a country, or they are their own empire, the LGBTQ empire that has posts in all countries and all governments and all nations. And the fact that they have this flag shows that their loyalty is to their people, isn't it? It's not to their country. Their loyalty is to other homosexuals. I mean, that's a different topic to what we have here, though. What we have here is this homosexual library, which has explicit instructions in it, which is telling children, how to engage in homosexual acts and normalising homosexual acts. And as we just heard, in a lot of these instances, the homosexual act is actually molestation. It's abuse. It's not normal. 35% of these homosexuals that we know about were molested as children. And you can dare say that a certain percentage more than that were not admitted because they think they were the ones that initiated it, and they thought that they were really cool being really adult at such a young age. As they say, people get really mad about my queer library. I have 200 titles that are specific to the LGBT community that I have been curating for over 8 years, the teacher says in the 90-second video. So they're a real activist. This teacher is a real activist. They've been collecting all these homosexual books aimed at children and teenagers so that they can then promote this to children that are identifying or claiming to be interested in homosexuality. Now, really, if we know that 35% of these children that grow up were molested, it should be a red flag that they're saying, oh, I'm interested in homosexuality, in homosexual acts, or saying that they identify as a homosexual. Because it means that 35% of those people identifying as a homosexual were molested. And surely that is a red flag. I mean, that was just one study that I was able to find. As I say, it was on PubMed. And of course, people get upset about this because they want to protect children. Don't get me wrong, they continued. My students love that library. It has been very helpful for many students figuring out who they are and how to relate to their peers. And so you've got 35% of them have just been molested. I mean, that's what the figures tell us, 35% of them. And then they go to this library and it tells them, oh, it's perfectly normal to be having sex with an older male. And it means that you're homosexual. Perhaps you'd like to try some of these other acts. And of course, you know, the body does give you pleasure. And it's supposed to be used for the opposite gender. It's supposed to be used for, as I say, one relationship for life and the procreation of children. But if you get people that are being taught how to abuse one another as children, we call it abuse. But these pedophiles will say, oh, well, they enjoyed it. I mean, Milo will say, oh, I enjoyed that. It was me that initiated it. So I have a real difficult situation. As I pointed out yesterday, I think what they've done is they've normalised the end result of child abuse rather than protecting children from abuse. They've gone the other way and they thought, well, we have to protect these children once they grow up. There's nothing we can do about it once they have been molested, is effectively what they're saying. So what we have to do is normalise it. Whereas before you could say, well, there's nothing we could do about it, but at least you could make certain that they don't have a chance to continue the cycle with another young generation of children. Make it so that they have to be over the age of 21 to go to a homosexual club, for instance, and that they couldn't promote it to under 18s, which is the way that it used to be. And that was the reason for it, I think. And I think what they've done is they've changed the way that they look at it. And they thought, well, what we need to do now is normalise the result of it. And as he says here, it's students figuring out who they are. So that's students who may have been molested, trying to work out what they should do. And the books say, well, if you've had homosexual activity, then that must mean you're a homosexual. And it says here, and they're learning how to relate to their peers. So they're learning there to do homosexual acts with somebody else who's been molested. I mean, you could say that anybody that is having sexual activity under the age of consent is abuse, isn't it, really? Because they're not able to give consent. David Averell, a parent in the district who spoke with Fox News Digital, said there shouldn't be any porn allowed in classrooms. What was in the classroom pretty much made me sick. And so we learn there that, yes, it was homosexual porn that is being shown to these children by this teacher who thinks that he should be given a pat on the back for this. And of course, that's the way he's been programmed, isn't it? This is what we say now is courageous and brave, is somebody coming out as homosexual. Philip Schofield comes out as homosexual, and effectively it means that he's been cheating on his wife for the last 20 years when he's got children. And we say, oh, he's very brave, isn't he? He's very, very courageous because he's homosexual. If he had come out and said, I've been cheating on my wife with various different women for the last 20 years, it would have been a scandal, and he would have lost his position as a celebrity. But he didn't lose his position. He was patted on the back for this, and he was told he was courageous and brave. And I dare say people are telling this teacher that they are courageous and brave for doing this. The video, along with hundreds of others posted to Flint's page, has sparked outrage from parents and family members of students in the district. The library is set up in the classroom of the English and film teacher, and books are free and available to all, despite previous claims made by officials in the Capistrano Unified School District. So as far as I'm aware, he's still there teaching. And the library is just free for anybody to view. I dare say you've got 10-year-olds there at that school. It probably goes 10 years old up to 16 or 18. District officials in the past stated the books were only allowed to be borrowed by students in a specific extracurricular activity. I wonder what sort of specific activity that would be. That just sounds like the school itself is trying to think of an excuse for this. I mean, as the parent says, that there shouldn't be any porn allowed in the classrooms. It doesn't matter if it's homosexual porn, it still shouldn't be allowed in the classroom. One of the books in the transgender teacher's library is called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Being Trans, and contains references to bondage and sadomasochism, including a mention of FetLife, a networking website for the kink community. Imagine that, that's 10-year-olds that are reading this, learning about bondage, sadomasochism, networking websites for people that are into kinks at a very young age. I mean, these people that get into these kinks, it's usually because they're so jaded from their sexual activity. They can't get it up anymore without introducing these kinks into it. And yet we're now promoting this to children. I find the BDSM kink community to be extremely open-minded and welcoming in every way. It's a place of sexual liberation, the book says. So the children that are reading this are effectively being told, yes, you should go and check out this kink community website. They're very open-minded, and they will welcome you there. I'm sure the pedophiles on there will certainly welcome this. And we do know that a lot of pedophiles are operating within the homosexual community, operating within the drag queens. This John K. Euler deals with them in prison, and they tell him that furries is a great gift to them because it means they can dress up and the parent doesn't know who it is behind the costume. It's the same with drag queens. It means that adult males who are involved in adult activities, sexual entertainers, are in close relation to children, toddlers. That's what's going on there with this drag queen story hour. And of course, it's not all of them are the pedophiles, but a certain number of them have all been caught. And this book is encouraging children to search out a kink community. There is often more blanket level of acceptance of transgender people within the kink, BDSM, that's bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism, scenes and sites such as FetLife. So they're saying anybody's got a confusion about their gender, anybody who has been encouraged to think that if they're not happy while they're going through adolescence, it might be because they're the opposite gender that's been born in the wrong body, they should seek out this kink website and they'll be welcomed there. And people there will make them feel welcome and they will accept them. You know, it doesn't tell these children to talk to their parents or talk to a relative that they trust, if they're concerned about, you know, maybe they might have gender dysphoria or it could be body dysmorphia. It could be they're just not happy at school. It doesn't tell them to do that. It tells them to look out a website which deals with bondage and sadomasochism. And this teacher thinks that's okay. You know, this is why I say I should imagine this teacher themselves has been abused. And this is their way of dealing with it. A book titled This Book Is Gay is also in the classroom, which could see students as young as 14 years old. The book talks about the gay dating app Grindr, anal, girl-on-girl sex, and dildos, and strap-ons. 14-year-olds being encouraged to use the gay dating app Grindr, and obviously being encouraged to have multiple partners. The book states, we all want to have sex with loads of people. Well, that's rather assuming, isn't it, that that's what everybody wants? I mean, wasn't it normal for thousands of years to have one partner for life, the opposite gender, and produce children? Isn't that the way that all these nations were created in the first place? Well, if what it says here, we all want to have sex with loads of people, obviously there must be a reason why people don't do that. Or perhaps that isn't actually what people want. Perhaps men would actually like to have one woman and settle down and have children. But perhaps in today's society, that's rather difficult because there's a lot of pressure to have sex with as many people as possible. And these books like this are the ones that are adding to that pressure. It even goes into detail describing how many men, gay or straight, enjoy the feeling of the prostate gland when massaged. So what they're doing there is they're encouraging people to use their bodies in ways that they're not supposed to use. They're telling them to use their body in a way that only a doctor or a nurse should do to test whether you have prostate problems. What they're telling children to do here is to do that to one another. And you wonder what sort of injuries could occur doing that sort of thing as a child. Let's talk about dildos, the book states. I think a lot of people assume that where there is no penis, a desperate sexual void is created, out of which something bleep-shaped must ultimately slot in order to satisfy, the book states. Well, there is no alternative for a penis, is there? It's always going to be a substitute penis rather than a penis. The book says, I've only ever slept with two women who enjoyed using dildos. I hate wearing a strap-on. I've only ever done it once and never again. So it's discussing the idea of women wearing strap-ons, which effectively is just pretending to be men, isn't it? It's women pretending to be men, women that are damaged in some way. Damaged because they were molested, or damaged because they've had boyfriends that treated them badly, and they end up being against men, basically. Not being able to trust men, and because they like to have company, they end up becoming lesbians. I think that's the case with lesbians. It's a different situation to what you get with homosexuals. Homosexual males, rather. The book also discussed sex parties, orgies, and bathhouses or saunas. Saunas or bathhouses are dotted all over the country, and they are perfectly legal. People, many saunas run lesbian nights, pay some money to enter and then have a bit of a sauna and some random sex. Again, this is fine, as long as you're safe. Imagine the children that are reading this. Well, it's children that are going through puberty, and when you're going through puberty, your hormones are absolutely, absolutely raging, aren't they? You don't know what to do. You try not to concentrate on sex, but it's all you can think about when you're a teenager. And then you've got this book telling the teens where to go if they want to have random sex. Get yourself to one of these bathhouses or saunas. Another book in their library discusses tucking, a process used to hide one's penis. It also addresses horophobia, which is classified as a stigma against prostitutions. I wonder if that's a stigma against people wanting to be a prostitute or wanting to sleep with a prostitute. And this idea of tucking a penis is damaging. It's like these chest binders that mermaids were caught handing out to young girls without telling their parents, where they bind their breasts. It does a similar damage to hide your penis away. And this library is encouraging that and telling people how to do it. The district said in a statement sent out to parents and families, they are looking into the books in Flint's classroom and investigating their appropriateness. Well, I think from what we can see here, they're not appropriate for children, but in a society that promotes homosexuality to children, then that is appropriate, isn't it? And that's what this teacher thinks. This teacher thinks that it's perfectly appropriate because homosexuality is a protected characteristic, isn't it? So they believe they should be promoting this stuff to children. They don't look at it as, well, I was messed up and abused when I was a child, and that's what led me to being like this, and I don't want this to happen to other children. they think that they must have asked for it, or they believe that they showed somehow that they were homosexual in the first place, and then this older man introduced them to it. Don't forget, 35% of them will admit to being abused underage, and the others won't admit to that. We are aware of a news article questioning the appropriateness of books that were in a student club library, the district said. In the note obtained by Fox News Digital, the books referenced were available through a high school extracurricular club and are not instructional materials. Oh, they're just there for information purposes, are they? What is it doing? Telling them how they can go to saunas and bathhouses for random sex. How is that not instructional? And of course, they say this is for a high school extracurricular club. It's probably an LGBT club. A club based on sexuality for children that aren't actually old enough to consent to sex. I mean, how do they square that one? How can you have a club that's based around sexual activity for children that are not old enough to engage in the sexual activity? Somehow they do this. John Kayula points out that these LGBTQ after-school clubs are a source of doing much damage to children, because they also tell the teachers not to tell the parents that they're encouraging the children to go to these clubs, and they tell the people, the students that go to the clubs, not to tell their parents. The letter says, however, we have initiated a review of these books, which are currently not available to students. The district also said they do not endorse the personal statements of any individuals speaking in their capacity as private citizens. That's interesting, isn't it? Why don't we see a statement like that when somebody is caught saying something right-wing on Twitter? Why do they end up losing their job? Yet when it's corrupting children, the district just says, well, it's a personal statement of the individual. We cannot say either way, is effectively what they're saying here. This isn't the first time the teacher has faced backlash over their library. In September, Flint addressed their 150,000 TikTok followers in a video, "Where Have I Been Lately?" A national far-right publication dropped an article exposing queer books in my classroom library, they wrote, describing why they hadn't posted in nearly 3 weeks. The teacher then shared screenshots of messages from people who found their email and sent pointed messages. "It is sad that you think your job is to indoctrinate young students," one person wrote in the email. "I will pray for you." And I would say that's a good thing to send. That's a positive thing that you could send to these people. You could offer to pray for them, and you could say that you feel sorry for them. Another one says, "You're a groomer, and now we'll be working at McDonald's. Stop sexually harassing our kids, you sick piece of whatever." Obviously, he's getting a bit abusive there with what he's saying, and it's not likely to have the effect that he wants on this teacher. Flint used the video to raise awareness on book bans in the United States. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, the books that are being banned in the United States are books on World War II and books on race that are banned from Amazon. Didn't they ban all of Jared Taylor's books? I mean, Amazon waited until they had effectively got rid of all the competition in the bookshops, and they allowed every book that was ever written. And once they had managed to get rid of all the competition, they then started banning books on World War II that investigated the camps in World War II, and they got rid of books that talked about race. And you can dare say that this teacher here, he's not talking about that. He's trying to raise awareness that these pornographic books, which he has, parents don't want their children to be shown them. On another occasion, the teacher addressed the waves of criticism they received over the explicit books in their classroom. So, as a trans teacher with a pretty public platform, there will often be waves of criticism that I know better than to internalise, they said. Every once in a while, there will be that little voice that says something like, what if they are right? What if all my efforts on this earth are all for naught? In those moments, it is helpful to step back, take myself way out of it, Flint said. And I think that gives us an indication that he or they, she, whatever they prefer to be called, were abused. That's why they have this doubt. I think that they were abused, and that's why they're doing this, and they're trying to normalise what's happened to them. The film teacher has also stated they believe very much in what they are doing. They're an activist, and they are promoting these ideas. to children. These harmful ideas that effectively say that molestation isn't a big thing, and it may well be that you encouraged it, and it means that you're a homosexual now because you enjoyed it, because your body enjoys pleasure. We have certain erogenous zones that is pleasurable, aren't they? So when you get someone who's older that ends up doing that to a child, that the child can enjoy it. And then these books then tell the child that it means they're a homosexual. And these teachers that are doing it get away with it because they are homosexual. So they're a protected category. But we should never forget that so many of them were abused children themselves. And that's really what they're trying to deal with, I think. I think the way to deal with it is not to normalize the end result of it. The way to deal with it is to safeguard the children, protect children from this sort of thing. I think some churches do protect children from it. Some of the church schools, you can homeschool your children. And you need to be very careful what clubs they are going to. And I would advise looking for, find out what these signs are that your child could have been molested. Because so many of these signs now, they will say, oh, it means the child is homosexual. And as I said before, I think these parents don't want to admit the fact that their child has been abused or molested. So they say, oh, well, the child's homosexual or the child is trans. But they're really red flags because it means there's been sexual activity before the age of consent. And that's what needs to be talked about. As I say, I do feel sorry for this character. I'm sure that they were molested and that's why they're doing this. Just look at what they've done to their body. You know, they've cut their breasts off. They've managed to make sure that they're infertile, won't have any way of ever enjoying sex. I mean, that's really like hardcore self-harm is the way that I would look at this. Of course, I'm not trying to incite hate against trans people. I have the greatest sympathy for trans people. What I'm trying to do is just raise awareness of what is going on so that more children can be protected. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.